Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
For Brendan Escott with you, 12:07, the day after the Premier Jason Kenney and the province comes out with you nailed it. A very challenging set of new province-wide COVID-19 restrictions to take place, and it's going to tie back into hockey. I know that Bill Daly today did an availability in Chicago, the NHL deputy commissioner. He says that by the time the season gets started, 98% of NHL players will be fully vaccinated. It's his belief there will be 15 or fewer players that will be unvaccinated, and they will receive considerably more difficult and more challenging scenarios to deal with as players during the course of the season. So it's going to be something to watch for as the season goes on. This is Oilers Now. It's brought to you by Digitex, by Elise, your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store, Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. Was down at Oilers rookie camp this morning. We're going to have some thoughts on that. In the Oilers audio vault as well, where we'll hear from Oilers general manager Ken Holland. The man running the practices down at rookie camp is Bakersfield Condors head coach Jay Woodcroft, as well as a guy who's physically filled out. He looks like a man amongst boys out there, Dmitry Samarukov, as well. We'll also, on today's edition of Oilers Now, have the guy who willed his way to a National Hockey League career and for the last several years has been the Washington Capitals analyst, Alan May, at 12:35 today. At 1:05, to talk about how his league is going to deal with sort of the challenges in and around COVID and the pandemic and playing in two different countries. Former Edmonton Oilers assistant GM, former general manager of the Columbus Blue Jackets, AHL president and CEO Scott Housen at 1:05 today. And at 1:35, one of my two Oilers radio play-by-play partners, Cam Moon. Again, this is Oilers Now. It's brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex. You can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline at 780-496-0063. Live entertainment back. April Wine rocks the house Saturday night. Hotel California, the Eagles tribute band taking the stage October 29th. Details at rivercreeresort.com. And you can text us on our Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. You can get the new floors you've always wanted at 143rd Street and 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more. We're on Twitter, at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob_Stauffer. Tweet Brendan Escott, Brendan at two E's, Escott with two T's. Brendan, I know you grew up in Kamloops. How many of your friends reached out after watching yesterday's presser with the province of Alberta, because it does tie back into sports. We know that, and I'm going to get to that momentarily on how it may or may not affect things carrying forward potentially for the Edmonton Oilers and the Edmonton Oil Kings. But I know I got lots of calls, especially from some of the media out east. Did you get any from some of your acquaintances?
Either they're not politically informed or they don't care, I guess. No, my phone was silent.
Well, that's because I got a lot of calls right now. Calls last night, and people just saying, Bob, what's going on in your province, man? And I like Alberta, and Alberta currently is at a full vaccination rate of 71.4%. Canada, full vaccination rate of 78.9%. These are hard stats for you. You heard Dr. Dina Hinshaw yesterday. She referenced that while the majority of the cases are in the cities, the reality of the situation is per capita, there's a considerably higher rate of positive cases and case rates in rural Alberta communities who have been a huge part of the success of this province, historically speaking. I think we all know that. Just to put things a little bit in perspective in Edmonton, Rutherford, which is South Edmonton, has an 85.6% full vaccination rate. Twin Brooks is at 84% full vaccination rate. West Jasper Place, which is the west end of the city, 83.6%. St. Albert is at 82.1%. Sherwood Park is at 81.8%. Again, the province is at 71.4. All five of those districts, and this information is all available on Alberta Health's website, they're all 10% higher than the provincial average. All you have to do if you want to really dig into where some of the challenges that we're having are occurring, to the point right now that we're having to fly some people in to the bigger centers that have got the worst cases, the sort of ICU-bound scenarios dealing with COVID right now. All you need to do is just go take a look on the provincial website and do some digging. And unfortunately, over the course of the last 16 months, we've spent a lot of time on that front. We got to get more people vaccinated. That's all there is to it. There's a solution to get back to normal. End of discussion. So, what does this all mean potentially based upon some of the new restrictions put in place? Yesterday, there was a restriction exemption program. That was the term that Jason Kenney deployed, basically putting it upon private sector organizations, companies to install sort of their own structure and process in place in order to operate. And on that front, we will tell you, you know this, if you're an Oilers fan out there right now and you want to go to games, what we'll tell you is that the Oilers Entertainment Group remain diligent in doing everything possible to ensure that they have a safe and welcoming venue when we get started in preseason action on the 28th. The Oilers Entertainment Group's already announced mandatory vaccinations are going to be, the proof of mandatory vaccinations will be required, or a negative COVID test for fans, and they'll have numerous other safety protocols in place. So, unfortunately, this remains part of the storyline. As much as we'd like to sit here and talk about third line options for the ECHL, we have a bigger issue. And the bigger issue is we got to find a way to get more people vaccinated and find a way to get decreasing amounts of people in ICU. And again, just for some perspective for you, because I've kept the numbers for the last 16 months on a daily basis, or at least Monday through Friday over the last several months, because they've stopped producing the numbers on Saturdays and Sundays. As per the Alberta Health website, on August the 3rd, Edmonton had 8 people in ICU and 27 people in the hospital. As of yesterday, we're up to 93 people in ICU and 303 people in the hospital, in Edmonton area hospitals. In Edmonton proper, there's 3,543 active cases. In the Edmonton Health Zone, which encapsulates surrounding areas, over 5,400. So there's some numbers for you. You can take it any way you want. Again, there's a solution. We can all figure it out. And it's interesting with the players. I mean, Bill Daly's saying the players are at 98%. He expects them to be at 98% fully vaxxed for the upcoming season, which I think is going to be higher than the National Football League and the NBA. And Brendan, if we read between the lines of what's happened here with the league and the agreement that was in place between the NHL and the NHLPA, and a little bit of an amendment to the CBA, they've kind of made it pretty obvious, haven't they? Either you're vaccinated or it's going to be really challenging for you to play, especially given that we have border challenges and border restrictions.
And it's not getting better right now as it stands. So I think, yeah, it's time for these players who aren't vaccinated to take a long, hard look at what the reality could be for them this season. It doesn't sound very fun.
Well, and the other thing is players have a very short shelf life. So you might want to be a libertarian or you might want to be a guy that sits there and I don't believe the government on this and that, but they've got a limited time to play. And a lot of their other brethren on the Players Association have gone the other route to the tune of about 98% expected at the start of the season. Our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy, Legacy Heating and Cooling. Edmonton Oilers rookie camp started today. Broberg and Samarukov in particular noticeable on the back end. The Oilers have a big defense. Niemelainen's a big left shot guy, 6'5". Kesselin 6'6", Kemp 6'3". They're both righties. Broberg 6'4.5". Samarukov looks like a tank. He's about 6'3.5". This is very exciting if you're an Oilers fan that they've got this wave of young defensemen emerging. As we go into the Oilers Now audio vault for Direct Workwear, where safety meets savings in Edmonton, Fort McMurray, and online at directworkwear.com. Here's Oilers general manager Ken Holland on Philip Broberg and Dmitry Samarukov transitioning to the NHL or to North America this year.
Yes, I mean, they're both here to stay. They're both going to be in North America. I mean, anxious to watch both in the rookie and the preseason games. I would anticipate today. Samarukov got cleared to play. You know, so obviously Sammy can play some games or will play games. I'm anxious to see where he's at. He was playing very well in the KHL and obviously got hurt, you know, early to mid-January, so hasn't played hockey since January. But, you know, he's had 2 years of pro under his belt, 1 year in Bakersfield, half a year, I guess, in the KHL, and certainly excited about to see where Broberg's at. And I think that I'm anxious to watch like everybody else. Certainly, you know, can they force their way onto the Edmonton Oilers roster, or do they got to go down to the American League and play and kind of continue the development into NHL defensemen? That's what we got to find out. But they're both here to stay in North America.
And again, I'm operating under the context of the following seven defensemen will be at Edmonton this season: Darnell Nurse and Tyson Barry, most likely paired together. Duncan Keith along with Cody Ceci. One of either Slater Cuckoo or Chris Russell with Evan Bouchard. Those 7D up in the NHL. That means William Lagesson, who has to clear waivers, and I do expect him to clear. Conversely, at forward, I'm not sure Tyler Benson will end up clearing. But I think lots of teams sort of have that tweener AHL D-man, and the fact that Lagesson is on a one-way deal may scare off some teams that are unsure. And just so the listeners are aware, recently Cooper Marody signed an extension. He too has to clear waivers, just signing a one-year deal, but he's only $150,000 in the AHL. So if a team claims him and plays him on their team, gives him a run for a month, and then they say, well, he's not good enough to play in the NHL, they put him back on the farm, he's only costing them $150,000 if he's playing in the A. Whereas a guy like William Lagesson, well, he's making his NHL money, which is, well, the minimum's over seven. I think he's at $800K. So I have Lagesson in the minors. I have Broberg and Samarukov and Niemelainen. Those guys are all left shots. There's going to be competition there. I do expect Broberg and Samarukov to see significant playing time. And then on the right side, you've got Berglund, and you've got Kesserling, and you've got Kemp. They're all under NHL contracts, and the guy that played the best of anybody on the right side last year's season we're on was Desharnais, and he's on an AHL deal. So there's going to be four right shot guys, and they're all big. Desharnais 6'6". So they got some big bodies on the back end for sure. As for Dmitry Samarukov, again, who's clearly filled out a bit, coming off a shoulder injury last year, went plus 24 in 48 games in the American Hockey League. Samarukov had these comments on developing first in the OHL, then in the KHL. He spent a year in the AHL, and now he's most likely going back to the American Hockey League.
Well, first of all, it's great when you're coming to play, you know, in an OHL, you learn this Canadian kind of style game, and then you coming, you can do pretty much everything in junior league, so you're coming hype, hyped, right, in pro hockey. So this where this is time where you need to learn how to be a professional hockey player. So, and I think if some people say I was struggle in AHL, I'm pretty happy with that comment because I was really learning a lot. So this gave me a boost for next year. You know, that's our plan, right? We're trying to be better every year. So I feel Dave Mass and Jay Woodcroft did a great job with, you know, develop. They know what they're doing. And I was happy with my back home coaches. They, because they played in NHL too, they know what's taking, right, to be an NHL guy. So I couldn't be happier with the coaches I had. And, you know, just keep improving.
All right, that is Dmitry Samarukov. As for Jay Woodcroft, he was running practice today. Clearly has a very... he's got command. He's in his wheelhouse now. No question about that after spending years. Started off as a video coach, then became an assistant, then became an associate, went to Bakersfield at the start of the 18-19 season. Done a real good job there. Always credits Dave Manson for the development of a lot of the Oilers' young defense prospects. Jay Woodcroft had these comments on the importance of balancing development for the players as opposed to creating a winning culture in the American Hockey League.
About 3 years ago when our staff went down there, we talked a lot about how our most important job was to develop players for our parent club, the Edmonton Oilers, and how that guides everything that we do. But we also felt that you could do so in a winning environment. We thought you could marry the two concepts of development and winning. And, you know... as important as it is to ingrain certain habits and ingrain certain skills in our younger players, things like passing and shooting and decision making and puck management, all that kind of stuff is all very important. They're all skills. But we've said right from the beginning that winning is a skill too. And we wanted our younger players to learn the skill of winning at the American Hockey League level so that when their time came to play in the National Hockey League, they had that experience to draw on. We've been very fortunate to be the benefactors of some good hockey players and good human beings that have come through the program. And we're proud of how far some of those younger guys have come.
All right, that is Jay Woodcroft. And I think the general consensus is that he's done a pretty good job in his role of developing the players. A lot of people think he's going to be could be the next head coach of the Edmonton Oilers down the road. I mean, he's already worked with several of the players. You can text us at any time at 780-496-0063. It's 1223 at Edmonton. And when we come back in Oilers Now, we'll get to NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing. Bob Stauffer and Brendan Escott with you on Oilers Now.
Subscribe to the Oilers Now podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your podcasts. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 Chad.
Welcome back, everybody. 1224 in Edmonton. Bob Stauffer and Brendan Escott with you again. Coming up today, 1235, Washington Capitals color analyst Al May. At 105 today, AHL president, CEO Scott Housen. Of course, had two stints, two tours of duty with the Oilers organization, basically an assistant GM role, and was also the GM of the Columbus Blue Jackets. And Cam Moon, 22 years as the play-by-play voice of the Red Deer Rebels, and now he is stuck with Jack and me in the show. Without further ado, we should mention, starting up again in October, courtesy of our friends at Canadian Power Pack, Alberta's leader in electrical construction service. I see the Canadian Power Pack vehicles as the LRT extensions getting built along 75th Street here in Edmonton on my drive from the arena back to the Chorus Building, the city's south side. Canadian Power Pack, Alberta's leader in electrical construction service, electrical prefabrication, and solar. Kevin Weeks will be joining us every Thursday for Canadian Power Pack as we bring aboard Brendan Escott for NHL Today. for friends at Elite Promotional Marketing Company, branded apparel, products, and awards all created in-house. Shop local, ElitePromoMarketing.com.
Maple Leafs will host the Buffalo Sabres in the NHL's Heritage Classic game March 13th, 2022 at Tim Hortons Field in Hamilton. That's where the Tiger Cats play, of course. NHL Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly, he mentioned that the salary cap could well rise $1 million next season up to $82.5 million. Friend of the show, Mike Fuda, is now a senior consultant in Carolina to GM Don Waddell. He was a longtime executive with the Los Angeles Kings, of course, winning two Stanley Cups before a brief stint as an analyst on Sportsnet. Oil Kings still have that road series with the Saskatoon Blades tomorrow night and Saturday, and the U of A Golden Bears entertaining Mount Royal University tomorrow at the Claire Drake, the rematch in Calgary on Saturday.
Now, I know that I was listening to Eileen Bell's to the news updates. I think it was Randy Kilburn before noon. Anyhow, it sounds like the University of Alberta has gone along with Grant McEwen. Do they still call it Grant McEwen or is it McEwen University? Anyhow, bottom line is those two institutions have gone back online here. I'm hoping, Cam and myself are hoping to go see the Golden Bears play Mount Royal tomorrow. So hopefully we're still able to go. You, in order to go into the venues, any place on campus at the university these days, you have to be fully vaccinated. And that's going to be part of the storyline when we bring Al May coming up as well, just in terms of what appears to be fairly overt segregation from the you know, in terms of the relationship between the NHL and the NHL PA carrying forward. I mean, that's going to be crazy because, you know, part of being a team is you want to be a team. You want to have everybody all involved. Again, you can text us at any time, 780-496-0063. Here we go. I hope you're right about William Lagesson, Bob. I like this kid. Is this the last year of Sam Marukov being able to clear waivers? Yes, I believe it is. I'll have to check on that. I'm pretty sure that this is the final year of his ELC. So off to a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell. And when we come back, we'll hook up with Alan May. You're listening to Oilers Now.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.